This is a brain.
Oh, I got one for you.
Ever since my years in Vietnam, I've never been too big on anything that has to do with slopes.
You hear me? You hear me, woman? Yeah, why is the phone always in distortophonic sound? You notice that? Yeah, let's pick up the phone. All right, take this, lady. Take this.
370 over Syracuse.
Yes, I was out a little late last night, so I think when I get off the air, I'm just going to go home and take a long nap. A long nap.
70 over Syracuse.
Yes, I was out a little late last night, so I think when I get off the air, I'm just going to go home and take a long nap. A long nap.
Yeah. Unplug the phone, get under those covers. Yeah, I got to unplug that thing. Oh, I remember in the years that I was married to Estelle, her mother was always calling. I'd try to take a nap and it'd be Estelle's mother on the phone waking me up. Yeah. I remember one time she called me. She said, Nino, is that you? I said, yes, Mrs. Archengardis. She said, call me Mom. I said, it feels funny calling you Mom. She said, Estelle called me in tears last night. She tells me that you won't let her have a French poodle. I said, she don't need no damn French poodle. She's already got the one-eyed viper. Her mother said, oh, you horrible man. Leave it to you to get her a reptile for a pet. I said, hey, Estelle is happy with it. She said, but kidding. Jump through hoops. Can it do backflips? Can it keep you company? I said, I don't know about the backflips and the hoops, but it keeps her company just fine. She said, is it venomous? I said, yes. Yes, it's venomous. One drop of the venom could make Estelle blowed up. She said, my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. She said to her husband, Harvey, he seems to have gotten her some kind of one-eyed viper for a pet. Her mother said, well, does Estelle wear protective clothing? I said, no, she just turns her head.
She said, well, is my daughter safe? Isn't she afraid?
I said, well, when she first saw the one-eyed viper, she was a little afraid. She turned and ran.
I followed her. I said, look, Estelle, look. You're like, just stand there. Estelle backed up into the wall. Her eyes were open wide. Her face drained of all color. I said, look, Estelle, just reach out. There you go. He ain't gonna bite now. There you go. Just pet that bad boy. Pet that. There you go.
And so, Mrs. Archengardis, Estelle came to like her new friend.
Her mother said, but it sounds like such a boring pet. Does Estelle play often with him? I said, yes. Normally when I come home from work. Sometimes right before bed. I have even found her playing at 3 a.m. Her mother said, I've never known Estelle to be so dedicated to a pet. But what about... Wait a minute. It still sounds like a danger. What about the cooking? Estelle is always cooking those spicy foods and the air is always filling up with the scent of garlic and sauces. Doesn't the scent agitate him? I said, no. Fortunately for the viper, he has no sense of smell. If he did, he couldn't live in his natural habitat, which is often dank and fetid, occasionally slimy and steamy. If he had a sense of smell, he'd go nuts. He'd be out of his mind. Estelle's mother said, I'll have to come by and see him one day. I said, yeah, you do that, Mrs. O. You do that. She said, where's Estelle? I said, she's out. I'm taking care of him today.
Oh, yeah, easy fella. She said, well, you tell Estelle that I called, okay? I'll say, yeah. Yeah.
Estelle's mother said, what was that? I said, the venom.
The venom.
She said, you mean he struck?
I said, yes. Struck my hand, as a matter of fact.
She said, my God. Well, you better suck it out.
I said, believe me, I would if I could, Mrs. Hudson-Curtis. I would if I could.
At Dashiell's Designer, Washington's number one name in men's clothing.